Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler, Nick, and D-Mac.
And we're joined by James Marilat from 104.3thefan.com. Always great to have James in here. Here it is, the top 15 options to be the Broncos starting quarterback in week one of 2020, which seems to be what we're obsessed about this week. Number 15, Jameis Winston. 14, Jacob Eason. 13, Andy Dalton. 12, Tom Brady. There you go. Number 11, Eli Manning. 10, Tua Tagovailoa. 9, Cam Newton. 8, Justin Herbert. 7, Brandon Allen. 6, Joe Burrow. 5, Joe Flacco. 4, Jake Fromm. 3, Teddy Bridgewater. 2, Nick Mullins. And the number one most likely quarterback to be starting in 2020, according to James Marilat, is Drew Lock. That's it.
That's it.
The drum roll just ends. Okay. There's no applause. There's no attention.
Oh, there it is. Nobody's excited?
No one's really excited about Drew Lock.
I flew through this list, but I want to give you some time to sort of explain how you put it together and how you ended up with Drew Lock.
Yeah, it was. It's a collection of current quarterbacks in the NFL who are going to be free agents. That's how Nick Mullins gets on the list, going through and seeing who's going to be available and saying, all right, well, who makes sense, who doesn't make sense. Looking at guys that you think are going to become available, right? Cam Newton, Andy Dalton, players like that, where they've moved on, it seems, in those cities. So they would be on the open market. And then looking at, all right, who are the top four college prospects? Now, I think Tua would be higher on the list because I think he's a better player, but I have him as 10th most likely because the Broncos aren't going to have a high enough pick to take him.
Okay.
So that throws off the order a little bit.
No, I understand. And, like, hey, the Broncos win 6 games, and Jake Fromm is probably the most likely available guy out of all these quarterbacks. Because you have this basically, the Broncos not moving up. This is where they're at.
Correct.
That's who's available.
Correct.
Right?
And you got to look at it, too. If they're going to go into next year, assuming, and Joe Flacco is 5th on there, I do think they could go out there and say, you know what, we don't like anybody that's going to fall to us at 10 or 12 or wherever they're at. We don't like $20 million on Teddy Bridgewater. Drew isn't quite ready to go. We're going to roll out Joe Flacco. They could talk themselves into that.
Like, I'm surprised you have it all the way down to number 6. I would think it'd be very high.
It's just, to me, man, I keep thinking about what it's going to be like to be sitting out at training camp for 4 weeks doing shows, and that's going to be a tough sell of, hey, they went 2-6 last year.
Yeah.
But, and they averaged 15 points a game, but this year's going to be different. That's going to be a tough one to sell to the media, the fan base, everybody.
Yeah, but James, you're thinking like a logical fan here.
Correct.
And, I mean, if you put yourself in the mind of John Elway, Joe Flacco, it still makes sense. I mean, if you thought he was in his prime, if you've restructured the contract and, you don't want to waste a pick on a quarterback, it still makes a lot of sense if you're in his mind.
Especially if they don't think Drew Lock is quite ready to go yet. I could see him rolling out with, hey, let's do what we wanted to do last year. The injury really threw us off. Like, that's going to be their excuse. I think Drew Lock is the most likely option because that means everything went well at the end of this year. Whether it's 2 games, which is too few, or up to 5 games is his audition. If he looks competent and you start looking at some of the young offensive players we saw just this past Sunday who shined, Cortland Sutton, Noah Fant, Philip Lindsay, Dalton Reisner, and they have, if they think they have a quarterback and can use that draft pick on another hole, a left tackle, a middle linebacker to go next to Alexander Johnson, something else, you can kind of get yourself pretty excited if he's ready to go. He's here, and it sounds weird to call him the incumbent. He hasn't even practiced, let alone played in a game, but he's here. He's a guy that had a ton of talent. D-Mac, you and I were talking my first day here, basically, about the Broncos taking him at number 10.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in the conversation at number 10 if you don't have some ability. So that, to me, is everything kind of works out for the Broncos. That's what they should be rooting for. That's what everybody should be rooting for. It's still odd to me why they're not just teeing it up to happen, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Go ahead.
But James, I see you have the number 2 selection, Nick Mullins, right? And I can easily see why you did that, the familiarity with Scangarello and Nick Mullins and
his contract situation?
He's a free agent at the end of the year.
He is.
And that's what I thought was going to be the move. you know, after the preseason ended, when they were looking for a quarterback, they figured out that Drew Lock had something going on with his hands.
Mm-hmm.
But the realistic perspective that Nick Mullins could end up here as a Broncos starting quarterback, would that be something that you think that the Broncos can actually sell to the fan base?
Maybe, but boy, that's going to feel a lot like Case Keenum and Trevor Siemian to me.
No doubt about it.
But
no
reason it's so high on my list, not only the familiarity between Scangarello and Mullins, but that's assuming then that they move on from Flacco. Well, right. Then you have 13 and change already tied up in a quarterback.
Right.
You go sign Mullins for, I don't know what the going rate's going to be for him, 8 to 10.
Right.
Now you're in the range that you should have tied up in your quarterback. So it's really from an economic standpoint.
Yeah.
It works and it makes sense.
That is right down the Trevor Siemian path, though.
I'm with you. But this team, for whatever reason, this is a little, you know, foreshadowing. Here's what I'm writing about for tomorrow. For whatever reason, they go draft guys that are about physical ability. But then when it comes time to play, guys, it's all about who's good at the whiteboard. Nick Mullins would fit right in that category.
Well, read all about it at 1043thefan.com. I see where you're going. It's scary,
but
I see where you're going. And I'll tell you why when I kill you with truth coming up next. The practice on Monday will determine most likely where the Broncos go in the draft next year. That's next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.